Welcome to the Life After Hurt podcast with yours truly. Happy Women's History Month. We are officially in the month of March, and I hope this month you are blessed with an abundance of love, joy, laughter, peace, and opportunities. Today we are on episode number 20, entitled Gray Rock. In this episode, Case's cousin actually reached out to Journey. And this conversation could have taken an unexpected turn that could have led Journey back to Case. But thankfully, Journey did not go back. Instead, she kept moving forward. In today's episode, I want to share with you three reasons why God does not want you to go back to your ex. The first reason God does not want you to return to your ex is because God knows there's only a limit that you can become when you are in an unhealthy and toxic situation. And when you're in an unhealthy and toxic situation, there is a limit on who you become. Just think about all the behaviors and characteristics you exhibited when you were in a toxic and unhealthy relationship. Maybe you were sad, depressed, stressed all the time. Maybe you had a loss of your appetite, motivation. Maybe you even lost some of your hair. Maybe you begin to have low self-esteem. Maybe you lacked confidence. And maybe, just maybe, you were not operating in your God-given purpose. And the last time I checked, that is not the lifestyle God has for you. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it specifically says, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And that is the kind of life that God wants for you. And when you think about the word abundant, you think about plenty, you think about copious, you think about luxuriously, and you think about freely. So if any of those words are the direct opposite of how you are in a relationship, maybe it's not meant for you to return to your ex. And the second reason God does not want you to return to your ex is because he has someone out there that will cherish you and value you and not just tolerate, use, and abuse you. I just want to encourage you and let you know that God does not operate in lack. Sometimes as women, we think that the person that we are dealing with or dating or in a relationship is the best that we can do. I know I've told myself that plenty of times, but God has someone out there that will cherish, value, and love you. You just have to let go and have faith and trust God that he will bring them to you. So don't settle. There is someone out there who will treat you like the queen that you are and remind you of how amazing you are every day. Don't settle. And the third reason why God does not want you to return to your ex is because you are a generational curse breaker. You are the one that God has chosen to be the model and example of what it looks like to be in a happy, healthy, and wholesome relationship. So trust that God will do it. Trust that God will do it at the right time. And he has the best for your life concerning a significant other or a purpose partner. And today's affirmation is, you are too valuable to entertain anything that doesn't align with God's promises and purpose for your life. All right, guys, I look forward to you tuning in next week. And until then, remember that God is proud of you.